This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Should Louisiana repeal its severance tax exemption for horizontal drilling? LSU economist Jim Richardson believes the time for that particular economic incentive has passed.
In 1994, nobody knew how to do horizontal drilling. Today, everybody knows how to do horizontal drilling.
Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association President Chris John says the severance tax exemption for fracking wells keeps Louisiana in the shale production game.
If it were to be repealed, I believe that that would unlevel the playing field that we have amongst other states.
Horizontal wells don't pay severance tax in Louisiana for the first 2 years or until the cost of the well has been recouped. John says while horizontal wells do pay off big when they hit, they're much more expensive to drill, and they have a shorter production life.
The longevity of the recoverable natural resources is much shorter than a conventional well.
Fracking breaks the oil or gas out of the shale in a big burst. The well produces about half its total product in the first year. In 3 to 5 years, the wells are done. So when the wells are most profitable, the state doesn't see a dime.
A couple of years ago, it cost us $250 million.
Richardson says the severance tax exemption will cost the state far more in the Tuscaloosa Marine Shale.
They're saying that you have almost 9 billion barrels of oil there.
And Richardson says the severance tax exemption will mean Louisiana won't get revenue it desperately needs.
You're talking about $6 to $7 billion. You're not talking about petty change.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.